about vice president, but, you know, when you were considering running for president, it started out with a no also. I just wondered if you think the same obstacles in terms of your family life would be there if you would...
I don't have anything to say about it. It's just so far-fetched, and there's just, you know, next to zilch chance that the question would ever even be presented, so I'm not going to spend any time worrying about it.
Do you have any regrets? Have you had any moments since you made a decision where you wondered what if?
No, I don't think it's very sensible to turn, you know, to spend any time looking back. I think I did the right thing.
So what is in the governor's future?
I don't know. A year and a half of working on issues like the ones we're talking about in there. You know, this was a very important meeting. Maybe you all came for other reasons, but I hope you, while you were there, paid some attention. You know, we have become, by every measure, the best place in America. At least north of a couple of states in the South, for jobs and to do business. And yet, if we cannot check the box of educational attainment, all the rest of it may not matter for very much. And this has been a theme of mine for a long time. And this year, we have gone to the front row nationally. Just read what's being said all over the country in terms of education reform. Now we have to make it work. Those laws by themselves will not make our kids better prepared. And so I'm going to spend a lot of time the next year and a half supporting Superintendent Bennett and all these other good people in there, Ivy Tech, who have to make these wonderful new tools work for Indiana's future. That's enough to right there to keep a person occupied.
Governor, obviously, however you choose to spend your time, though, is probably, I'm sorry.
Let's let Leslie go first here.
What else do you see as for the next year and a half? Do you have ideas about what you might want for the next legislative session or big plans that you have, things that you want to finish before you're done?
Well, you look at those things we failed to do this time, and that is with one rather small exception. We didn't advance the Kernan Shepherd agenda, and we didn't succeed in the criminal justice reform that for a while looked very promising. So they're two big ones right there. We've got a state government to keep running and improving. And I got all our department heads together early last week and congratulated them on the what they've been doing, but reminded them that continuous improvement is our motto, and plenty of departments have a lot of progress yet to make. So I don't worry about staying busy.
Do you consider retiring in January 2013, or are you doing something?
Retiring?
Or have you thought about
that? Now, if you want my family to really go into rebellion, just let me go home and suggest that maybe I'll just hang around the house all the time. I don't know. Well, I expect we'll find some way to be useful, but I got a job right now that's got my full attention.
Governor, there's some discussion that good quality people won't go into public service, whether it's, you know, president, mayor, governor, state rep, because of sometimes the unwarranted scrutiny into the lives of candidates. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, there's something to that. That's hardly a new or novel thought. You know, I think there was way too much attention paid here to this scrutiny business. Don't forget just the total loss of privacy. I mean, think of my, I've got three daughters just early in their married lives. You know, think about the disruption of that it would have meant. So, yeah, sure, the scrutiny, but, you know, this is not the only scar tissue I've got by now, and it's not, that might have been a part of it, but not really the big part. I think maybe overstated in some of the coverage so far.
So fair to say privacy is more of an issue than scrutiny?
Yes, and the disruption of young lives that they're full of promise right now, and they deserve a chance to build their families without having security all over them all the time, and you know, being figures of public interest. That was a very large factor.
Have you been stung by some of the reaction, though? I mean, I read some of our talk back where people said such things as, what if Maine hadn't let Ike go to Normandy? And you said your statement that if anybody questioned the decision.
I can't argue with people like that. The sense of duty was a big driver for me. As I said, I wasn't burning to personal ambition to do this. So you're right. In the email that I sent, I told anybody who had that view that I wouldn't try to argue them out of it, only understand that I'd come sincerely to a different conclusion.
Governor, I see Joe Hogs at the U.S. Attorney's College's conference.
Yeah.
Brief us about that. Let's...
Yeah, well, we found this and turned it over. That is, our people did. We have a zero tolerance policy for any ethical breaches, let alone wrongdoing. And we have built a really good system, including an inspector general and a whistleblower, a new whistleblower law and an 800 number, and it worked here. And we have the biggest network of fraud fighters Indiana's ever had through all the departments. You've been there once a year when I meet with them and congratulate them. Well, they caught somebody and turned it over, and thanks to the U.S. attorney for acting promptly on it.
So much of the presidential race is concentrated on the deficit, but it seems to me like 2012 is also going to be a major referendum on the Affordable Care Act. Do you have any further thoughts on how the Republican candidate should be talking about that?
Yeah, very forcefully. I mean, it is the so-called Obamacare Act, I think, deserves to be at the center of next year's election because it draws together all the major challenges, the threats to our nation and to the future of our young people. Number one, it will, I believe, be a disastrous as health care policy. Number two, it will make the deficit far, far worse, as now everybody understands, should have been obvious all along. And number three, it represents yet another massive takeover of the private sector by the public sector. We saw it in autos, we saw it in housing, we saw it in student loans. We've seen it in finance and banking. And here comes another conquest of the private economy, which I think is a very bad idea from a freedom standpoint and a very bad idea in terms of remaining a nation of opportunity. So all those themes and issues are pulled together in the Obama healthcare legislation, and I hope that it'll be vigorously contested and constructively, though, with a suggestion about how healthcare might be done very differently.
Any thoughts on Chrysler reports today that paid back another